Yes. Put my good eyes on here so I can see. Yeah. It's an honor and privilege to be with you here tonight. It's always good to be with the brethren in the faith.
Yes, sir.
Because we live in a world that's full of evil and meanness and despair. But it always, it just didn't get this way. Because like even almost from the beginning, there was evil in the world. Matter of fact, it was so much that God destroyed the world at one time, except for 8 souls. In Genesis 6, verses 5 through 7, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Even though we are in the world, after we obey the gospel and added to the church and added to the kingdom, which is the church, in Matthew 16, verses 18, that's a verse we're familiar with. When Peter made the good confession that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But also Jesus said, just give me a little time. 16:18, but Jesus also said, blessed art thou, Simon, by Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I will give, in verse 19, it says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, like I said, we said the church and the kingdom are one and the same. Over in Colossians chapter, Colossians 1:13. Paul was writing to the church of Colossae, who were going through some things during that time. In Colossians 1, verse 13, rather, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So even though we're in this world and it's full of evil, once we obey the gospel, we're taken out of the world and we have a better hope. And as Brother Mike said, the word we'll be looking at this evening will be hope. I just want to let you know, if you hear a thumping or a knocking sound, that's just my heart and my knees up here knocking against each other. Don't be alarmed. But it's my hope and prayer that we'll be spiritually strengthened by this lesson of hope. In the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, the definition of hope, the first definition is to entertain a wish for something with some expectation. I don't think we're going to entertain that, because that's something like a wish. And that's something like people tell you to close your eyes and blow out the candles on a birthday cake, and you're looking for something. But the second one is to be confident, trust, a ground for expectation or trust, that which is desired or anticipated, that in which one places one's confidence. And Strong's is also concordance. The word is described as to anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation, or confidence. Anticipate is to look forward to. Confidence is having assurance or certainty of success. We sing the song, Standing on the Promises of God. As Christians, we have the assurances of the promises of God. In Hebrews 10:23, the Hebrew writer wrote, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise." In Titus 1, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Paul, a servant of God, he was establishing his relationship with God, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. In verse 2, it says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." So we have there, they say, a God that cannot lie. Over in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, the 18th verse, the Hebrew writer writes again about how God cannot lie. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. That word immutable means to be unchangeable. So God is unchangeable and he cannot lie. We will look at a few examples how hope is described in the Bible. Hope is described as living. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, addressed to the Christians living at the time of persecution to encourage and sustain them. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead." Peter was writing this to them to let them know that the persecution that they were going to face, it would just be for a short time, and even if they were killed, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was their hope. The hope is also described as blessed, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's also described as good. In 2 Thessalonians 2:16, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." It's also described as sure and steadfast in Hebrews 6:19, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into within the veil." When you hear about an anchor, about a boat, you throw the anchor down so that boat won't move. And that's how the hope here is described here, sure and steadfast. Hope is also one of the great virtues in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abided faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Hope is also productive, producing, or capable of producing. In Colossians 1, verse 23, the church of Colossae was attempting to turn away from the hope of the gospel and faith in Christ to worshiping angels and ritualistic regulations. Paul wrote this to them to keep them grounded and rooted. "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Hope also produces joy. In Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Hope also produces endurance, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. That word patience right there has a meaning of enduring patience, of sticking to it and not giving up. When a person with an honest and good heart hears, believes, and obeys the gospel and is raised out of that watery grave to walk in newness of life, that is not the end, it's just the beginning. Jesus told the church in Samaria to be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life, in Revelation 2:10. Not long ago, I was going down Briarfield Road, and it was a church on Briarfield Road out on the marquee. They had, when growth stops, decay starts. And when I saw that, that made me think of Peter in 1 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But how do we keep growing? Because we need food. In 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Yes, Jesus also said in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We're also to grow by not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Because when we see one another, we strengthen one another. Also by service. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And we grow by prayer. Pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, because we pray, we draw near to God, and God draws near to us. And we also grow by learning to forgive others. In Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. What do faithful Christians hope for or anticipate? If I go, well, we anticipate Christ's return. In John 14:3, Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Christians look forward to the resurrection. In 1 Thessalonians 4:14-18, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And verse 18, which is a comfort, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Christians, we anticipate a home in heaven. John 14:2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. We anticipate a crown of life. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We anticipate to have the right to the tree of life. In Revelation 22:14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. We anticipate eternal life. In 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Tonight we have been looking at the hope for the righteous, but the Bible also speaks about the hope of the unrighteous. In Proverbs 10:28, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Proverbs 14:32, the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. And 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, and flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. If you don't have, the gospel is a difference between hope and no hope. If you don't have the hope of heaven because you have not obeyed the gospel, now is the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Jesus said that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. With faith, after hearing the word, we have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Next, we have to repent. Luke 13:3-5. Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Next is confession, that Jesus is the Son of God. In Romans 10:10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The next step is to be baptized for the remission of sins. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. After these conditions have been met, you are added to the church, the family of God. If you are here this evening and have the hope of heaven and you need the prayers of the church, we stand ready to pray for you and with you as we stand and sing.